The story of the two North Pole men rescued last week after losing their way in a snowstorm on Mount Hayes could have been tragic if not for the skill of an Eielson-based helicopter pilot and the mountain climbers' experience. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Alaska State Troopers identified the two climbers as 36-year-old Joel Dobson and 25-year-old Andrew Crone. They're experienced climbers, and they knew they were in trouble, so they set off their personal locator beacon, and then they built a snow shelter to hunker down in and wait out the storm. Alaska Air National Guard spokesman Major Guy Hayes says both Dobson and Crone did everything right.
They were very well prepared. They let people know where they're going, what they were doing, each step that they were taking, and that made it a lot easier for us to go out there and rescue them.
During his 20 years in the business, Alaska Air National Guard Major Brian Kyle has flown his share of missions to rescue mountain climbers in trouble, mostly on Denali or surrounding peaks. But Kyle says he can't recall any climbers being rescued from Mount Hayes, a nearly 14,000-foot peak on the eastern portion of the Alaska Range, about 50 miles southwest of Delta Junction.
It was a difficult rescue. High elevation, about 11,000 feet with some gusty winds there coming off the peak. It was interesting. You know, it's more difficult than your general rescue.
Kyle downplays the difficulty of the mission, but try to imagine flying a helicopter in a rugged, high-elevation area during a winter storm, looking for two climbers and trying to avoid getting slammed into a mountainside by a wind gust. The bad weather made Kyle scrap plans to drop off four rescuers. Kyle says his crew finally got a break late Thursday afternoon when the storm subsided.
The weather cleared enough to where we were able to locate the climbers on the ridge there. And so we ended up dropping a bunch of those guys out, about 2,000 pounds worth of gear and fuel out of the helicopter, and then made the rescue with the helicopter itself two-wheel hover on the ridgeline there to pull them off.
Kyle says the two-wheel hover is a maneuver that requires setting the two front wheels on the ridge and then maintain that position, keeping the aircraft level, parked on the ridge with the tail sticking out over the drop-off, rotors turning, until the climbers could be brought safely aboard. The climbers were then taken to Eielson, where they were treated and released. The crew from the 212th later picked up the ton of gear that they dropped off to lighten the load. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.